Hey friends, welcome back to this week's episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. This is episode 172 and I'm your host Katie. Today we're going to talk about why you need, you need low impact workouts in your life. Hopefully by now, at the time of this recording in 2020, you have learned the benefit of slowing down. While you may resent it, but you've hopefully understood how good it can make you feel and also the importance of it. Maybe when you think low impact, you immediately think of silver sneakers and your grandma doing her chair aerobics. And while your grandma, let me tell you what, she is onto something. And today we're going to cover some of the many amazing benefits of low impact movement and the many options as to how you can implement more low impact workouts starting this week. I personally do at least 1 to 2 days of low impact workouts per week. I know for me personally, while teaching fitness classes and training for races, you know, I've had many active jobs in the past. It allows me to still get the benefits of movement, but take a break. And we're going to talk about what it is and why that's important later. I don't know about you, but I personally am more focused on longevity and being able to do the things I love for a really long time. And that's one of the major reasons why low impact is so important.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, a podcast about all things nutrition, fitness, and life in your 20s and 30s, all from a non-diet lens. I'm your host, Katie Hake, and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist and certified personal trainer. Join me here every week as I talk with interesting people and experts from all walks of life about their relationship with food, exercise, and their bodies. I am on a mission to help you redefine the word fit, to help you stop quantifying and start living. Learn to stop measuring your success by the scale and find your fears.
So let's start with, what is low impact fitness? What does that even mean? And low impact activities are basically those that don't require you to place one of your limbs in contact with a hard surface by itself. So think no jumping, really, is the easiest way to describe it. In fact, I personally believe, with proper instruction, as being a trainer for many years, I believe that you can easily modify almost any move to make it low impact. So why does this matter? Why do we care? Number one is that it can decrease the damage to your ligaments and your joints, and it's accessible to all. So whether you are a beginner or you're nursing some type of injury or you've been diagnosed with maybe a chronic illness, you absolutely can still get the benefits of movement and exercise without the impact and stress on those joints. So think on days where you don't, you know, you've got something going on with your ankle or your knee or your shoulder's bothering you, or you just kind of like that borderline where you don't feel sick, but you kind of feel just sluggish, right? And you're debating, do I move? Do I do a workout? Do I do nothing? And maybe you fall into that all or nothing mindset. Research has actually found that low impact activities may actually promote the healing and recovery of damaged joints, therefore allowing you to actually return to higher impact activities sooner. And this, again, is so important for those of you that have that all or nothing mindset and find the injuries set you back and make it feel like you can't do anything. For many women I work with, it's, you know, right here is where you insert that diet cycle. You can listen to previous episodes on the diet cycle and we'll talk about that. But remember, low impact does not have to mean low intensity. There's still so many ways that you can get your heart rate up and have an amazing workout without killing yourself in the gym. So some easy ideas that seem more obvious would include walking, biking, swimming, the elliptical, rowing, yoga, hiking, even some strength training can be made low impact. Another piece of equipment that I think of at the gym, if you've ever seen an arm ergometer, basically you sit in the chair almost like you would a seated bike, but you've got handlebars. So instead of putting your feet in a little cage or whatever you want to call it, how do I describe it? Like the wheel? I don't know. You can visualize it. But you put your hands almost like you're cranking. So that is fun if you ever have access to one of those. But there are many other ways to modify a workout to be low impact but high intensity. So I think of this for an example of when you just know maybe your joints are feeling achy or you just know that you've been doing a lot of high intensity, or you've been doing a lot of high impact. So you don't necessarily want low intensity, but you just don't want the jumping for that day for whatever reason. So for example, let's say you go to Orange Theory Fitness, which is a really popular boutique here in Indianapolis. I know they have them all over the world, but they have the option to replace running with biking. So your workout would consist of biking on a seated cycling bike, rowing on a rowing machine, and then doing weights on a weight floor. Another option would be a cardio class or a turbo kick, where basically all you have to do is take out the hop. So let's say they're doing a jumping jack. Instead of jacking your feet out both at the same time, you would just alternate, tap those feet right and left. One of my new favorite classes is a new format called Soul Fusion. I'm starting to teach this, and you are more than welcome to join, but send me a DM on Instagram. We'll get you hooked up for class. But this is a type of format where we incorporate yoga type movements with high energy music, high energy bursts of intensity and light weights. So there's not jumping unless you want to, but you can still move, think big movements, high energy, high intensity without the jumping.
Psst, it's me, Katie. And in case you haven't already noticed, I kind of care about you getting results. Now, I'm not talking about results as far as body fat composition or the number on the scale, but I'm talking about implementing the things that you are learning here each and every week. Head on over to Facebook and just search Fit Friends Tribe to request to join our group. This is a free Facebook community where we talk about the podcast episodes each week, and I give you action steps on how to implement what it is that we talked about so that you're not just listening, learning, and absorbing information, but you're part of that top percent, that top 2% that actually takes action and changes their life. So facebook.com, search Fit Friends Tribe. I'm going to ask you a few questions to make sure you're not some weirdo from Antarctica, and we'll let you in. See you there. All right, back to the show.
Another great way to get your heart rate up without the impact would be using heavy weights when you're strength training. This is a very easy way to quickly get your heart rate up. And contrary to popular belief, many people believe that, oh, I don't want to lift weights, or I have to do cardio before I do weights. But the reality is, if you're lifting heavy enough, you will definitely be able to get the cardiovascular benefits while also strength training. Overall, when you're thinking about ways to make a low impact workout high intensity, think about just doing bigger movements, really focusing on the quality and the concentration of the movement versus the speed. Let's talk about the flip side of things. Maybe you're listening and you're like, Katie, this sounds great, but I don't know. I really love my high impact. I love my running. I love my CrossFit and jumping, and I just love being up and down all the time. Well, when we are doing high impact exercises all the time, it can actually end up doing more harm than good. It definitely puts us at risk for overtraining, an increased risk of injury, and lead to issues like stress fractures, or even as far as osteoporosis I've seen in some women. Specifically, if high impact exercise is paired with undereating, it can also do damage to thyroid function and lead to many other hormonal issues that can take a lot longer to heal themselves or to work through. Maybe you've been doing a lot of high impact and you're feeling that you're just a lot more fatigued and it's really hard to recover from a workout. Slowing down with your movement may actually even offer some mental benefits as well. Just feeling your body move in a different way. Sometimes, again, we don't realize how good our bodies were meant to feel. But when we can listen to them and slow down and take care of them, they're going to give us that feedback of what feels good. So consider this your permission slip to slow down and to switch things up. Remember, we often must slow down in order to speed up. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. We'll see you in the Facebook group for more conversations on how we can continue to move our bodies and eat in a way that feels good. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.